the sports media has targeted unvaccinated Vikings QB Kirk Cousins. By Dylan Gwynn on August 6, 2021. The sports media has found a target for its big vax attack machine, and that target is Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins. One would think that the vax mob that the logical target for the sports media would be unvaccinated Vikings rookie QB Kellen Mond, who actually tested positive for COVID and caused Minnesota to have to put Cousins and fellow QB Nate Stanley on the reserve/COVID-19 list in the first place. However, Kellen Mond is black, and targeting him would highlight the fact that blacks make up a huge percentage of the unvaccinated. Therefore, the media has set its sights on the Christian, allegedly conservative, and white Kirk Cousins. The anger at Cousins stems largely from an answer Cousins gave about his mindset towards the virus long before vaccines became available. Cousins gave this reply last September while speaking about COVID generally. "I want to respect what other people's concerns are. For me personally, just talking, no one else can get the virus. What is your concern if you could get it? I would say I'm gonna go about my daily life. If I get it, I'm gonna ride it out. I'm gonna let nature do its course. Survival of the fittest kind of approach. And just say, if it knocks me out, it knocks me out. I'm going to be okay. You know, even if I die. If I die, I die. I kind of have peace about that." While Cousins may respect other people's concerns, the other people in Big Vax, specifically their attack dogs in the sports media, have little respect for his concerns at all. Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio criticized not only Cousins' vaccine stance but whether Cousins even had the right to call his decision about whether to get vaccinated a personal decision. Florio wrote, "But, really, what's personal and private about things that could directly impact the ability of a player who earns many millions of dollars to play football? These are fair questions, especially when the anti-vaccine position taken by the player cuts so sharply against the clear preferences of the league and the team for which Cousins plays." Florio then links to a thread from a radically liberal network, Resistance Programming, in an attempt to prove that Kirk Cousins' resistance to getting vaccinated is actually due to his father, Orlando pastor Bob Cousins. Resistance Programming, and Florio, then accused Bob Cousins of reopening his church during a pandemic and not requiring masks. Yahoo! Sports' Doug Farrar joined in the criticism of Cousins and his position on vaccinations, calling the Viking quarterback's opinions unique unless you live in the middle of a red state. According to CDC data via the Daily Mail, blacks lag far behind other demographics when it comes to vaccinations. Indeed, only 27.7% of the black population has received at least one dose of the vaccine. Given that 90% of eligible black voters voted Democrat in 2020, it is quite a stretch to say that vaccine skepticism, hesitancy, or whatever you want to call it, is a red state thing. Nonetheless, Cousins has pledged to do his part to keep himself and others safe from infection. "I think the vaccination decision is a private, very private health matter for me," Cousins said. "I'm going to keep it as such. I do believe as a leader of the team, it's very important to follow the protocols and avoid this close contact, because that is what it's going to come down to. Did you have a close contact? So, I'm going to be vigilant about avoiding a close contact. I've even thought about, should I just set up, literally, plexiglass around where I sit, so this could never happen again? I've thought about it, because I'm going to do whatever it takes. We're going to avoid this close contact thing, and look forward to make sure I'm playing every game this year. Yet, none of this will matter. It won't matter because Cousins is a target of Big Vax. And Big Vax does not care about your health or how minuscule the odds are that you would succumb to the coronavirus. Instead, Big Vax only cares about making you take the jab.